Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Also, ObamacareWatch.org. Please check that out. You can keep up with what's going on with Obamacare. Grace Marie, I wonder if as we go into the civic season, and as we get closer to a true head-to-head between Democrats and Republicans in the general election, I wonder if the Republicans, the Republican nominee, will have a hard time including Obamacare repeal and replace and entitlement reform without letting the Republicans use it as a wedge issue for them. What do you think?
Yeah,
is that a problem for the Republicans?
The problem with entitlement reform is that there's so many constituencies. It's such a difficult issue to address. You've got to do it carefully. You have to put in solutions that take effect over a long time, which could be very effective. But it is so incredibly difficult. And we saw it when Congress passed the big omnibus spending bill in December.
And that's probably not going to be a good campaign issue for Republicans, is it?
No, it's not. And they rolled back some of the progress that they had made on entitlement reform. And part of the reason is that some of the strong conservatives in Congress balked at voting for the bill, so they had to go get 70 votes from Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every one of those 70 Democrats wanted something, mm-hmm. and they're putting back entitlement.
They weakened it.
They're weakening the entitlement, putting back, you know, the old provisions, and getting rid of some of the ones that actually save money over time. So it's very difficult. And one of the things that I think people listening can help to do is to make sure your members of Congress know what you're experiencing. They especially listen to small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
What are you experiencing on the front lines of these policies? What does it mean to your business that you have to provide coverage for 26-year-olds, or expensive Obamacare health insurance,
mm-hmm.
or mandated benefits, or all of the different provisions, not only the health law, but other onerous paperwork requirements,
right.
trying to compete, basically, with the government entitlement program for entry-level workers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
But the entitlement thing, too, Grace Marie, it's going to be brought up because somehow the Democrats are going to find a way to wedge that against Republicans. And
throwing granny off the cliff.
Yeah, any Republican worth his or her salt is going to have to defend entitlement reform. They can't just become a Democrat about it. And so that's going to be a test. So I think every American also has to say, okay, let's look at the demographic reality. Let's look at the reality that we're living longer, we can work longer. Maybe we need to change the analytics, the math on our entitlement calculations.
I think that's right, and I think one of the things that could help, Jim, is if we have a nominee who has some experience in government. I mean, look at all the governors. They've been dealing with Medicaid
mm-hmm.
reform for years. They understand what that is doing, what that program is doing to state budgets. It's gobbling up money for schools and for roads and transportation, public safety. Just it's like a monster chewing
mm-hmm.
up their budget. So if you have a candidate who really has experienced this, or candidates who are very articulate in their views about why we need to have a different vision of what government's role is in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a bigger conversation than just staying at the level of here's the policy change I want to make. No, we have to convince America that if we don't get a handle on the debt
right.
and the deficit spending, then you're not going to
We're going to become Greece.
That's right.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we talk about terrorism as being existential threat. This is a fiscal existential threat, isn't it? The entitlement.
It is, and it is going to sap the strength of the economy. We've had an average of 2% growth in our domestic gross GDP for a decade.
Wow.
That is not something that is going to be sustainable over the future to keep a prosperous America for our children.
Well said. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you, Tim. Good luck to you.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. ObamacareWatch.org is the one website. Also, Galen, GALEN.org. I encourage you to check those out. Support the work that Grace Marie is doing. It's good work. It's important work. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. We'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.